You're with Bruce Whitfield
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Martin Kingston joins us. Martin is leader of the Economic Intervention Workgroup at Business for South Africa. And lots of good stuff going on today, Martin. Let's first talk about this initiative by Corporate South Africa to help older people register for vaccines. And the digital world is massively intimidating for those who've not been born into it or at least grown up in it. And there are so many people who are really, really struggling with the tech, and Corporate South Africa stepping into the breach on this particular one.
Now, good evening, Bruce, to you and your listeners. I think it's fantastic. Earlier today, FNB came out with their announcement that they were going to help customers of 600 branches over 60. And then later on, we had the Consumer Goods Association of South Africa saying the same thing, with many of its members coming to the party, because we all recognize the enormous pressure that people are under to drive the registration numbers up. And many people, as you say, are confused about what to do. You don't register, you don't get vaccinated. So now we need to move them up. We've had about 2.3 million over 60s register so far. There's 5.5 million in the country. So we need to accelerate that as quickly as possible, particularly in the face of the third wave and the onset, I have to say, the arrival, in my opinion, of winter.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a brittly cold week in Joburg, and weirdly wet and strange. SAB is going to do lots of advertising, and hopefully it's good advertising that encourages people to come out. FNB helping over 60s to register at 600 branches. Retailers also going to help pensioners to register at stores when they go and collect their pensions. I mean, there's a huge collaborative effort going on here.
Yeah, no, I think that the more that we can bring to the party, the better. As you say, the retailers, including Pick and Pay and ShopRite Checkers, Spar, Boxer, Massmart, Clicks, Pep Stores, KitKat. I mean, that's a huge body of people that we can use. The same thing, as you say, with SAB, using a number of different platforms to boost awareness of the need to register, both to vaccinate and to register, I have to say. We want to drive that through the entirety of the business community, use their networks to be able to ensure that everybody is aware, not only of the need, but to be assisted in that process. Because at the moment, we're ramping up the vaccination itself. I think yesterday we almost touched 90,000 jabs as a country. We need to get to 250,000 jabs a day as quickly as possible so that we can vaccinate the over 60s and then move to the balance of the adult population.
Are you getting any insight that we don't have yet on what's happening with the FDA and J&J and the holdups there? Because that seems to be a massive obstacle, of course, in getting the easiest to dispense single-shot vaccine into arms across the country.
Absolutely, Bruce. No, we're on tenterhooks. I know no more than you. We do know that the FDA is supposed to make an announcement later today. There's 2 million jabs that are effectively sitting in a warehouse in Kobera right now. And that would be a fantastic level of assistance in terms of increasing momentum of the vaccination drive. As you say, only a one-jab dose. It has less important and less demanding cold chain requirements. We already have over 400 sites in the public and private sector that have been operationalized, but there are another 2,000+ in the queue, including operational health and safety sites within a number of sectors and employers. All of those can be moved forward as quickly as possible. As soon as we can access adequate supplies of the vaccine, and obviously J&J is a very important source of that.
Good news on the energy front today. I mean, hopefully we can accelerate the energy front. We heard from the Photovoltaic Association today that they can, from the moment the trigger is pulled, get us 5,000 megawatts of power within 18 months. They've got big ambitions. They say they can do it. All we need now is to put the president's announcement today into action.
Yeah, no, I mean, the president's announcement is absolutely fantastic. I think we all welcome it. We had asked for the cap to be moved to 50 megawatts. Moving it to 100 megawatts is even more important. But we need to recognize it's not going to solve our current challenges, but it is going to solve the country's energy problems or make a significant contribution in the next few years. We absolutely endorse the approach that's been taken both by the president, and it was a joint announcement by the president and Minister Mantashe. We think that there's very significant pent-up demand. We think it mobilizes both skills and capital domestically and internationally in the private sector. It's absolutely the right way to go.
Yeah, it's huge. And then the final question, and this is completely left field. Any idea who South Africa's new strategic equity partner will be? We hear Pravin Gordhan's going to make an announcement tomorrow. You used to be on the board. You know people.
I don't know anything, Guga. I look forward to that announcement with great anticipation if we can actually find somebody who's prepared to play the necessary role and ensure that the airline can indeed affect its strategic objectives. Then we will all welcome that. I look great with bated breath.
We all do. Thank you, Martin Kingston, the leader of the Economic Intervention Workgroup at Business for South Africa. You're hoping for some good news this evening coming through on the Federal Drug Administration in the United States, hopefully to give an approval to the use of the J&J vaccine. 2 million doses sitting in Kibaha. In cold storage, and yeah, we need those in arms, and the sites are ready. Corporate sector is coming to the party in terms of helping older South Africans, people who either don't have access to digital devices or intimidated by the technology to get registered. Absolutely critical progress being made.